We'll close our remembrance of Duke Ellington with Tony Bennett, who knew Ellington and has recorded great versions of Ellington's songs. I spoke with Tony Bennett in 1998. I want to ask you about Duke Ellington. It seems like you had a really nice relationship with him. You say that he used to send you flowers after he wrote a new song.
Yeah, every time he wrote a new song, he sent me flowers.
Why did he do that?
Well, because he was a gentleman. It's old-fashioned, but it was correct. He was just courteous to people that he liked.
Did he want you to sing the song? Is that why he sent them to you? I'm sure he didn't send flowers to everyone he knew after he wrote a song.
No, he liked me, and we were close. Our families were close, and he was another master, great master. And it's funny, people don't realize it, but there are more recordings of his music than the Beatles. Every musician, everywhere in the world, wherever I go, I'll go into some cabaret somewhere, or I'll listen to a radio in Denmark or Sweden or Belgium, and you'll hear a Duke Ellington song. Every musician just loves Duke Ellington.
Would you choose an Ellington song that you recorded that you'd like us to play?
Solitude is fine.
Good, let's hear that. And this is Tony Bennett.
In my solitude, you haunt me. With reveries of days gone by, in my solitude, you taunt me. With memories that never die, I sit in my chair. I'm filled with despair. There's no one could be so sad. With gloom everywhere, I sit and I stare. I know I'll soon go mad in my solitude.
Tony Bennett singing Duke Ellington's Solitude. Our interview with Bennett was recorded last year.